ancient ball. Created by Opal Song. There was once a young... Okay, we can't even do that. There was once a scientist named Rodney McKay, a Canadian scientist. He dreamed of marrying a prince. That's mostly a lie, but we'll let it stand for the story's sake. One rainy, overcast day on Atlantis, he got a letter inviting him to an ancient ball? He was confused, but considering that he'd finally managed to get this ancient message machine thing, as far as he could tell, it was kind of like a telegraph and kind of like a texting machine, to finally open, the invitation maybe wasn't super out of place. The date and time were, well, a little obscure, but he kind of figured out at least the place where it was supposed to happen, which was not a place that normally was used in the ship. And the date and time, well, as we've said, it was slightly odd because it was the next day, like year included, as far as Rodney could tell from their date matching to other various ancient texts. By his calculations, that date would be the very next day, at about 8 p.m. in the evening. So, Rodney was slightly flustered. He wore his uniform, but approached cautiously to approach, what apparently was going to be a ballroom. But excited because scientific progress! And he opened the door and it honestly looked like one of those TV proms with what looked to be balloons everywhere and a little archway for photographs, and it was very, very odd. And then Colonel Shepard came stumbling in the other door to the room, one that Rodney hadn't actually seen or known existed. And he too had gotten a letter inviting him to a party or ball or something. His head popped up on his communicator. And they just sort of stared at each other until, well, the balloons sort of crowded them into the archway and there was a flash of a photo and, well, apparently one of the Marines had gotten into some sort of ancient holodeck type thing, only it had a limited sort of AI sentience. And, well, turns out that the city of Atlantis shipped it. Like, shipped it hard. So, they were locked in there for a little while until they figured out their UST problem. Happily to report, though, after that they lived happily ever after. The end. Happy holidays, Hana Nobita.